Please be advised that Deviant Discussions contains explicit content and language that might not be appropriate for those under the age of 18.
Kinksters with different perspectives come together to explore and debate their unique opinions of the delicious world of kink, fetishes, and BDSM. With Diavol Diablo,
it was the biggest single mindfuck I've ever had.
Is mostly evil.
In my mind, the 3-foot machete is a paddle.
And Subtle Shadow.
Squeaky flogger.
This is Deviant Discussions.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Good, man. How are you?
I am old and tired.
You're always
that's
old.
That's your MO, I think.
Well, you know, when you're old and tired. Yeah, when you're old and tired, those are pretty much how you feel all the time.
Do you have a sore back as well?
I do. and my feet hurt.
Isn't that like being pregnant?
Well, you know, I am fat. So.
Oh, is me.
You're not fat. It's just potential muscle.
No, there is no potential to this.
You have no potential.
No.
I can imagine your report card.
This is not kinetic fat. No.
Shows no promise whatsoever.
Actually, all my report cards said not living up to potential.
I don't doubt that. That's the truest thing I've ever heard you say, I think.
They all said... very intelligent, could do well, doesn't seem to care.
That was like my brother. He's always been brilliant, a brilliant mind, but he just did not care about school.
You know,
I had the other way.
I had other things to do.
You had other things. Go on, do tell us. What were the other things that you had to do?
Eat donuts. Yes.
I'm not doing that again. Flat out refuse to listen to the word donuts as many times.
Are good.
Jesus.
They make me happy in the tummy.
I'm so glad this is really going to capture the listener's attention and they're going to be hooked from day one.
What's going to happen is we're going to cut all of this out because the moment they hear donuts, they're just going to run.
Yeah. Special thanks.
I don't
know.
I feel like it could be our jingle.
Yeah.
There we go. I'll record an entire version of Donuts Make Me Happy in the Tummy.
Oh, we are making Flyboys so happy right now.
Yep.
You're making me happy right now because I have to do the initial run through.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for coming. You've been smashing.
You're welcome for us.
So here was my thought for today.
You had a thought.
I thought maybe we could talk about our favorite kinky toys.
Okay.
You know, since we're a kink podcast, we should probably talk about something kinky.
Allegedly. Yeah. At this point, I think we're a donut podcast, but okay.
Donuts make me happy.
I guess. My hypothesis is that Ismi's favorite kink toy is a donut.
terrible image.
I smack other one around with crawlers.
But the great thing, if it's a ring donut, you can go front or back.
Exactly.
Yep.
And you leave a tasty treat behind from all the glazing, so... Other one has something to eat afterwards.
Exactly. I'm a kind and benevolent God.
Jesus Christ.
I'm more disturbed by the image of you shagging a donut or other one eating it off your penis. Like, I just genuinely don't know right now. I'm conflicted.
Yeah. Okay, well, with that...
I'm good with either.
Okay, kink toys that are not donuts. Go.
Man, you got me stumped.
All right. Well, I guess I'll start, even though it was my idea. I've always said, I'm much more mental when it comes to kink. And so the physical stuff, I really like to have feedback. And so, I, as basic as it sounds, I love paddles. because you get that visceral feedback from the hit, and then the vibrations travel through the paddle and up your arm, and it's awesome. Yep. As far as a basic go-to, I will always go to a paddle or a paddle-like object.
How thick?
Oh, good question.
I mean, it depends. I went spent through a period of time where I made my own, and I had like 12 different paddles.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, just greedy.
Yeah, anywhere from like just a plain wood lacquered to leather covered to I had one that was leather covered. One side was padded. One side was not. I had one that was studded. I had one that had hearts on it. raised hearts. I had my girl at the time was a little, and so she wanted something that, with a heart, hearts on it. So I made this pink paddle with raised hearts. And so when you hit, it would leave an imprint of a heart.
Oh, that's pretty amazing.
That's so sweet.
Well, at least I have the picture of it, and I cannot for the life of me find it. But I actually did a fairly decent job. I'm not the craftiest guy in the world. I can do this stuff, but again, it's a matter of patience and desire to put forth the effort. And so, you know, at some point during all of these projects, I get to the, it's good enough stage.
Lazy Dom is lazy.
Yeah. It's interesting to hear from the top perspective that you feel the vibration go through your arm. Like, I had never thought of that before, but, you know, I've only been paddled once, and it was with a pretty, actually, I don't know how thick it was now that I think about it, but it was stingy, very stingy. So I don't know if like thickness determines
not really. No. I mean, it's typically paddles are considered most of the time to be more study, but study.
Yeah.
Study is the word I was looking for. But I guess you can get a stingy if you smack it right. And if it's, I can see that.
Well, maybe it was study. I don't know. Honestly, it was like 2 years ago at this point.
That's a long time.
You guys have no idea.
But stuff like whips and crops and that kind of stuff don't really do it for me because there's no feedback from them.
As in, you don't feel anything. Is that what you mean?
Exactly. I don't really feel the contact with those types of toys, so I don't necessarily enjoy them as much. Which floggers is kind of the bastard child in all of that, because you can, with a heavy flogger, you really can feel a little bit of feedback, and so I actually enjoy floggers. I think more because with all the toys out there, the floggers, I think, are the most versatile to use because you could use them on various parts of the body fairly easily and fairly safely.
You know, when I left one of my jobs once, the leave-in present that they got me was a flogger.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah. They knew me pretty well, and they'd all read like my, as we call it, weird porn and things like that. They all knew I was like, let's just call it what it is, a little bit fucked up. And so they pooled together and they all bought me a flogger. It was my very first flogger.
Nice. Was it a nice one? Or was it like one that you get at the local sex shop?
Yeah.
It has 50 Shades of Grey stamped on it.
No, thank Christ they didn't get me that because they'd heard me piss and moan about 50 Shades often enough. But it's it's cute. I mean, it's nice. It's like a little, you just look at it now and then. In fact, I don't even know where it is right now.
Well, maybe your mom's using it.
Maybe. Oh, she's a kinky bitch. She actually, okay, so I got to tell you a story here about a flogging that happened in my living room, which was my friend from America came to visit and brought a load of toys for me to, you know, just experiment, really.
That's a conversation at customs.
Right. I know, jeez. Right? And he lost a lot of his luggage, and it took a few days for him to get it. But thankfully, the sex toys made it.
That's so funny.
He was in my living room chatting to me and my mom about it. And she's like, okay, well, will you flog me? And so the first flogging I ever witnessed was someone flogging my mom.
Well, there you go. Wow.
Yeah,
there you go. I've been to parties like that.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one of the community leaders that I really liked at the time, His wife's mom started coming to the parties too. And I watched him flog his mother-in-law, and I'm just going, this is the most surreal, because you just knowing the situation is surreal. Him flogging somebody wasn't, but just, and the thing is he was actually very, very good with the floggers. He and did the fire spinning thingy. And so he had a lot of dexterity, and he was able to do the, like, I cannot Florentine to save my life. I have been to like six different classes to learn how to Florentine floggers.
Okay, what's Florentine?
What is that? Yeah.
I'm not going to tell you. Florentine is where you use two different floggers in unison, and they're hitting opposite each other. It's a method of flogging, and it's supposed to be really, really great, because you get a lot of interesting rhythms and blah blah blah, and people really like it, and I can't fucking do it, and it really pisses me off.
Wait, so you just don't have any rhythm is what you're saying?
No, not at all. I'm a fat white man. I have no rhythm nor coordination. For whatever reason, I can't do it. And I think it's because I had been using floggers for so long prior to deciding I was going to learn how to do it, that I first have to unlearn what I do now in order to get it's, and it's really not a complicated thing. It's just not. But every class that I've been to, the people who have been using floggers for a period of time have issues learning how to do it. The people who have never picked up a flogger, 5 minutes later, they're spinning these things and twirling them and throw them in the air and doing all kinds of fancy shit. And we're all, and the experienced people are going, I can spin it round and round.
Are you still talking about floggers or batons?
Yeah, right. That makes sense, though, because the people who are more experienced would go in already with muscle memory built into your style, I guess.
Exactly.
And so it's kind of like those others are starting from a blank slate. So yeah. Well, I can see that makes sense.
And I have the absolute worst coordination. What it is I can do the movements. I just can't, for whatever reason, coordinate my left hand to do the movements in time with my right hand. And so I can do all the movements. I just can't do them together.
Are you the kind of guy that rows a boat in a circle? Is that what you're telling us? one oar going faster than the other.
Do I seem like the kind of guy who would row a boat?
I don't know, you might like paddles, so I do,
but you know, it's a difference.
I wonder if anyone's ever used like an actual oar to hit somebody.
I'm sure I volunteer.
If we need science on that, I'll hit somebody with an oar.
I use a lightsaber.
That's just too fun for me. I'm not that fun. So.
The lightsaber, and then the squeaky dog toy flogger, which is just awesome. I love that thing. And
I feel like I need to see a video of that, I'll be honest.
Right now, unfortunately, since I moved, all my toys are in storage in Texas. I've not gone back to Texas to get all my stuff, which supremely disappoints the other one.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah. No, she's been mad at me for like 6 months now. Yeah.
Oh, wow. 6 months. Yeah, I'd be pissed.
Yeah.
Send her back. Tell her to go and get it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you see, there's the whole, it's going to cost $1,000 to get everything over here. Mm. And
Jesus,
you know,
Christ, how many sex toys do you have?
Well, I have to rent a truck, and it's a 14-hour drive.
Oh, okay.
And so it's $700 just to rent the truck plus gas.
Okay, I thought you meant like shipping costs or something $1,000 worth of sex toys coming.
All my furniture is, I have like three bags of clothes that we came here with because we were staying with family when we first got back here. And so we didn't have room for everything, and we just haven't made it back to get everything. And so, all my stuff is in fucking storage.
Mm. Damn.
And it sucks the dead bunny butts.
For sure. Well, Dee Dee, what about you? What's your favorite sex toy? Kinky toy. Doesn't matter. Sex toy is a kinky toy, right?
No. Really? I don't know that I would consider a dildo to be kinky.
God, I hate it.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
I mean,
because I think it could be kinky to somebody who's not really, right? I thought we had a discussion a while back about how kink is in the eye of the beholder. So something that's not usually activity.
To an individual, it might be kinky, but I think to the general world, I don't know that you can really put something that sells hundreds of millions of units a year to be kinky. If you can find it in almost every household in America, I don't know, or in the world. Well, I guess first world, you're not gonna. Come to think of it,
you never know.
Yeah, I pretty much everywhere in the world has some form of a dildo, and I would imagine most women in the world have one or have a substitute for one. So I don't know that you really can consider stuff like that necessarily kinky. What you do with it could be kinky, but the item itself, I don't necessarily consider personally to be kinky.
Okay.
Saying that, though, I do know someone who their wife told them that if they ever brought sex toys into the bedroom, she would divorce him. So she obviously
thought
that they were a spawn of Satan.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. But
some people don't like it.
My favorite. No, I'm not a big fan. I'm not a fan at all of dildos. God, that word. And I'm not really. It's just a horrible word. But you can't say that word and it ever be sexy, can you? Like, as soon as I see that word written down in erotica or anything like that, I'm like, nope. Let's just close that because it's never gonna recover from the word dildo.
Come here, Dee Dee, I got a dildo for you.
Anyway,
I think that's going to be the next Brynhilda story. We'll be Brynhilda and the Mighty Dildo.
Oh, Jesus.
Perfect.
Anyway, moving swiftly on. So my favorite toys, I suppose it depends. Are they being used on me or am I the one using them?
Both.
Okay. My favorite toy to use on somebody else would be probably, it's really basic, but a cane. I love canes. Oh my God. I love the sound. I love the marks that they leave. I love that I know how it feels when it impacts on somebody. Oh, it's just beautiful. Like, I could happily just leave someone looking like a fucking zebra by the end of the day. And it would make my life. I love canes. On me, probably. Oh no. But then again, there's knives as well. Oh, I like knives. Okay, knives or canes on other people. On me, probably belts. I really,
nice.
I'm not one for thuddy. Like, I do not like thuddy as a baseline.
Thuddy? Okay, yeah. Sorry.
Fuck me, are you going to tell me I'm saying that wrong now as well?
Sorry.
Thuddy, thuddy. I don't like it. So belts kind of have that happy halfway that they are stingy and thuddy.
Kind of slappy.
Yeah, slappy, I guess. Which slap, I don't mind happy. A slap as long as it's not a spank. So we're good.
That's so intriguing. Because, interesting. So you're cool with a belt on your ass, but not a hand.
No. Never on the ass. Nothing on the ass.
You don't hit her ass with anything.
Oh.
See? Ismi knows. All right. You've redeemed yourself now. You can take the piss out of how I say things.
So that's cool. I was going to say belts as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, now you can't.
I know. So I'm going to have to choose something else. So I'm kind of new to everything, as you guys know. I haven't done very much when it comes to the use of kinky toys. One thing I really probably would love to just explore on every level is a violet wand.
I've heard about those. Yeah, never used them.
I love it. Oh my God, it's amazing. I love how it feels. I can't really, the best way I can describe a violet wand is it feels kind of burny and cutty at the same time.
I've been told that it feels scratchy.
Yeah.
Now, I've got them and I've used them. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've got them and I've used them. And see, that's another one that I don't
like, because there's absolutely no feedback for me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, I can see that. So that's one. So right now, you know, I kind of just love it all because it's all so new. So it's hard to pick just one, but the Violet Wand for sure stands out as something that blew me away in terms of how much pleasure I got from it. I think probably a close second is Floggers. I love Floggers. I don't care what size they are, how heavy they are.
I hate Floggers. Floggers are probably my least favorite.
Why is that? I love them.
I'm not very good with rhythm and repetition. Like, it really irks me. It just annoys me. So a flogger is obviously designed to build up this kind of a rhythm. Like, that's what most people would do. And I don't like the sound. Like, I'm super sensitive to the sound of it. And
interesting.
It's just everything about it just, oh no, don't like it.
See, I think it sounds very similar to a belt. I mean, it is leather straps slapping.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's different because with a belt, you've just got that one. With a flogger, it's kind of almost like it's got a reverb or something on it.
It's a chorus of leather straps. Yeah. Well,
it depends on the thickness that it would feel or sound like a belt, I think, is me, right?
Yeah, I mean, when you swing them, most of the time the individual strands are grouped together. And so when you smack, it is still, yes, the thinner ones are a little stingier, but the overall impact is still fairly thuddy, even with the thinner ones.
Well, here's my question, because I still am trying to remember. The material that is used to create a flogger is leather all the time or no?
No. Okay. No, I've had PVC ones used on me that were made with like PVC tubing.
Oh, wow.
They were cool. I liked that one, but that was a really weird sensation and it made no noise.
Okay, well, I'm thinking more like traditional floggers.
They're vinyl. They're you can use rubber. I've seen them and made them out of multiple different materials.
Yeah, I've seen like knotted ones made out of rope as well. Mm-hmm. They're kind of cool.
If I was going to go shopping for a flogger, how would I know what is stingy more in the? Because I've heard, you know, depending on the number of falls, which are the strands coming off of the flogger versus how long it is and all that. Like, it feels like there's so many factors in choosing one.
There are. I mean, most floggers you're going to get a thuddy-ish feel out of because they're going to be, you know, a half inch to inch and a half falls. They're going to be, you know, a medium, but I mean, you can get really thin ones, you know, where you've got maybe quarter to an eighth inch falls that are going to feel stingy. Now, you can change the way a flogger feels regardless of what it is by how you use it. If you just hit somebody with the tips of any flogger, that's going to be stingy. If you hit them with the bulk of the flogger, the bulk of the falls, it's going to be more thuddy. And when I use a flogger, I'm not repetitive at all in how I use one. I move all over the body, different types of strokes, different speeds, and I will use a flogger as a paddle as well. I will take that and I will, you know, come across the ass as hard as I can. With a flogger for a very thuddy, but it, you know, the tips wrap a little bit, so you'll get a little bit of a sting as well on the tips. And so, I mean, depending on what you're looking for, if you're looking for thuddy, I would go with a leather, and I would go something with a decent number of falls and at least a half inch or more in width. If you want a more stingy flogger, find something with very thin falls. You know, vinyl or rubber tend, I think, to be a little stingier for some reason. I think it's because it's a little stiffer as opposed to the leather being as flexible as it is.
So here's another
quite
question.
A good snap as well on the ones that are more like PVC and vinyl and things like that. Like, you can, you know, like when you snap a tea towel, you can get a better snap using that kind of a material. It moves faster than leather because it's not as heavy.
So, Didi, what if there was a flogger made of actual belts?
That would be one hell of a flogger, my goodness.
It would.
I feel like that would be a museum exhibit more than a kink toy.
I now want to make that.
Oh, I think, goodness. I bet that you would like it, Didi.
I don't think...
Does it have the buckles on the end? That's the question.
Ooh, maybe some of the faults do, but I don't think all of them.
All right, yeah, I could go for that.
Nice.
Not on my ass, though.
I really want a belt flogger now.
It wouldn't be difficult to make. It'd be expensive as fuck for buying all the belts, but it really wouldn't be difficult at all.
You could go to a thrift store. I'm sure you could go to a thrift store and get some decent belts.
You want them to be kind of uniform, though.
Do you, or do you want to go completely like Mad Hatter's Tea Party and have every single one different?
If you're swinging it, you want everything to kind of be similar in weight so that you're not, you don't have things moving at five different speeds based on how you're swinging it. Because, if you swing a flogger, all the falls are going to go, all over the place if they're different lengths and different weights and different thicknesses.
Oh my God, I've got like a total image of this flogger that's like one of those inflatable dudes outside a car wash.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what it'd look like when you were trying to swing it.
Yeah. So, not to any great extreme, but as just as far as consistency goes, because, you also have to look at how safe is it to swing. And if you've got stuff going all over the place because it's not uniform, then you're losing a lot of accuracy, in my opinion. So.
Well, what about whips? Do we have any experience with them?
I'm not a fan. I've used them, but I'm not a fan. Again, it's another one of those that I don't get any feedback from. And the way you actually use a whip in a kinky sense, it isn't. You're not cracking whips on people. You're just flicking them with it. And,
and it fucking hurts. Yeah. I would probably do it. That's the only, if I ever was in a dynamic where actual punishment was used for whatever reason, that it would be a whip. I fucking hate whips. They hurt so bad.
And it doesn't take a lot at all to make a whip really, really hurt. And, it doesn't take a lot to break skin with a whip either. I've used them and I've been to a few training classes. And you're not standing back, 12 feet away, smacking someone with a whip and doing it accurately and safely, unless you are extremely experienced with whips. For the most part, whip play is literally waving it back and forth having that the tongue just barely kiss the skin, and that gives it leaves a lot of good marks, and it feels good to if you like stingy, it feels really good to the bottom. But it's one of those, again, that to me it's far too passive a toy for me to really enjoy playing with them. They look cool, but and the idea of them is cool, but as far as actually using them, I don't enjoy it personally. Until you get to the more advanced stuff with it. But I'm never going to get to that point because I don't like doing even the basic stuff. So I'm never going to, build up to where you're doing the really cool stuff.
Yeah. Didi, I'm curious about the canes. Mm-hmm. So when you say a cane, are you thinking like, what do you mean by cane? Like, do you mean like the, what you might see an elderly person walking with, or do you mean like the more, what are they called? Rattan or rattan or whatever
rattan.
It's called.
Well, in England, we call it rattan.
Sorry. Didn't mean to get back on that conversation.
It's called rattan. Rattan.
Rattan.
Nice.
So, thank you. Clearly spent too much time with you two. I have a rattan cane, and I've used I've never used a walking cane.
I have.
Well, you need one. You're old. I think to me that's kind of, well, I don't know. I associate it with like a crutch and whacking somebody with one of those. I don't know. It takes some. I don't know. It's too big. I've used like carbon fiber rods. that have served as a cane quite recently, actually.
Yeah, I like those.
And that was, I enjoyed that. Mm-hmm. But rattan's nice. I really like the sound of that. But I've used riding crops as well. And they're just beautiful. Because I used to go riding, so I had that kind of stuff. I had a lunge whip and things. And when I stopped horse riding and got into kink, I was like, oh, hey, look at this.
Yeah, I bought my crop from an actual farm supply.
Yeah,
yeah, I did too.
Best place to get them. If you want, you got to get the real thing. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so I don't mind really, as long as it's long and a little bit flexy, but not too flexy. Like it will bend if you put enough pressure on it, but for the most part, it's pretty rigid. Mm-hmm. I'll whack someone all day with one of those.
I had a top who used a fishing pole.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and that I think is kind of the same idea of the what's it called, carbon fiber.
It's kind of a nice blend because it's a little more flexible.
Mm-hmm. I loved it.
Yeah, I've used those, and it's actually, as she was talking, I was going to talk about the using a fishing rod. What I've done before is you don't have to buy a new one. You can go to like a thrift store, find a used one, cut like the last three feet off the tip of it.
Mm-hmm.
Strip the eyes off, strip all the threading off, and then in order to kind of make it smooth and safe, get some of that tool dip, the rubber tool dip, and it comes in a spray can also, and you can coat it in that to give it a nice smooth finish, so you're not getting any little nicks and that kind of stuff on the fishing rod itself. Mm-hmm. And it becomes a nice, safe, but still very stingy, very, very wicked toy.
Another one that I've used as well is a bamboo cane.
Yeah.
So for like growing plants and things like that. Now the fun thing with that is if you whack someone hard enough, that it can break. And so you feel like you've given someone a really good hiding, but not necessarily. You've just weakened the bamboo over time and eventually it's split, but you'll have to be careful at that point because it can splinter and blah, blah, blah. But it is really good fun up to that point because it's like, I'm going to break this cane over your ass. And it's just like, oh,
hot.
Yeah. I'm turning myself on now.
Yeah.
I had a friend who was big time into, to completely change the subject. I had a friend who was big time into electrical play. And he made a lot of his own toys, and he made you could call it an electric flogger, but it really wasn't necessarily a flogger so much. And I've been trying for years to find a way to improve on the concept. But what he did is he found an old cassette tape, and he took all of the filament out.
Yeah,
the recording, because that stuff is conductive.
Oh yeah.
Okay, that's how a cassette, right? And he hooked that to a metal handle, and then he had a violet wand with a body pad on it. And so when you put the body pad on, you become the conduit for the electricity.
Right.
And
yeah.
He would use that as a very light. You know, it was more the shock that you were going for, but he would use that as a very light style flogger with the electricity. And just things like that, people coming up with their own variations on toys really, really impresses me. And he had several electrical toys that he had just come up with. And he was always popular at parties because he always had something new and everybody wanted to test it out. Yeah. And the nicest guy in the world, really one of the greatest guys I've ever met. No. And his wife is insanely hot. So sorry.
I'm not surprised.
Damn it. Well, I think Violet Wand actually makes, they have something very similar in their store you can buy that is, but I've heard mixed reviews on it, so I'm not sure.
Yeah, no, this thing works really, really well. And
I would probably caution people from trying to make their own electrical toys unless they really know what they're doing.
Well, I mean, if you're using a Violet Wand as the power source, you're never going to get that much going through it.
I'll be honest, though. If people fuck up building their own electrical toy, they're only going to fuck it up the once and then don't have to worry about it.
True.
I've been trying to come up with a way to do it with like a leather flogger as well. Hmm. And what I've wanted to do is, and I've not found a flogger that I'm willing to destroy in the process to make this work. So I may build one at some point out of cheap leather. But I want to use conductive tape down one side of the fall. So one side will be leather, one side will be conductive tape, and then hook it up the same way he had with his version of it, and see if you can get a heavier electric flogger. That, but my problem then becomes durability. How long will it last? And so I've got to find a way to make it so it will actually last for multiple uses and actually work. And I have off and on for years been thinking about this, but have never actually put the project into motion.
That sounds awesome.
I mean, people might have suggestions, and if they do, I wholly recommend that they email in.
Right.
I mean, I won't read them, but they can. Yeah.
Oh, hush. Yeah.
One of us or two of us read two, emails.
Some of us will read it. One of us will just delete emails because, you know.
And that's why that's you what don't they do have every access. Morning. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I have to just add in because it needs to be said, and I love this line that was used on me once. So, I used it in a piece of erotica I wrote, actually, but my partner once said to me, I said, it would be really, really hot, because I like belts, it'd be really, really hot if I could get a belt made of human skin. And it was a really weird conversation at the time, so don't read into it.
Okay.
But he just looked at me like dead in the eye and said, I've got a belt made of human skin right here, and held his hand up. Oh my God, it killed me. It was a beautiful moment. I just wanted to share that. Yes. Okay, moving on.
Human skin. I think that's one of those parts we're going to cut out of the podcast.
Hey, I'm a little kink shaming you, okay?
I'm not kink shaming you. I'm trying to keep you from getting on any lists of law enforcement.
There's some kind of scandal going on at the moment with some celebrity or something. I keep seeing it on the Twitter when I'm scrolling through about some celebrity that is
the Twitter.
Yeah, the Twitter. And he's like come out as like wanting to be a cannibal or something. I don't know. I need to read up on it. But yeah. Apparently he's come out as kinky and people have like misinterpreted it that he wants to eat people.
Well, I mean, that could be his kink.
It could be. It could be. Well, I hear it tastes like chicken.
I'm thinking God, that. Dude, all right, so
Jesus Christ. This is really developed. Yeah.
Kinky celeb cannibal.
Scariness. Yeah.
Hey, man. I'm nothing if not out there. That reminds me of a guy that I knew, actually. He was big into castration and snuff kinks. I don't know how you have a kink for snuff, because I mean you're only going to enjoy it once, but whatever.
It depends on which side you're on.
Well, yeah,
what's snuff?
Snuff. Oh goodness, it death.
Killing somebody.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
So like a snuff film is where you watch people get murdered and stuff like that.
Oh my God. Okay. Yeah.
I feel like we're really opening Shadow's eyes.
This is nothing new. That's the funny part of this. This is absolutely nothing new.
Have you never seen like fear.com and things like that?
No.
Oh, you're missing out.
No.
No, no, you're not. You're, no, you're not.
I don't think I am at all.
But anyway, so he was into all of this and he used to write me snuff erotica where I was the person killing him. Well, it was great.
There you go.
Yeah.
Is this the same person that wanted the human skin flogger?
No, that was me. No,
that was Dee Dee.
Oh, that's Dee Dee. That's right. So when you said human skin flogger, my first thought was like, was dead skin, like the skin off, you know, so it was, I imagine it would be dead skin regardless, but.
You're saying not like still be alive while they're like. Well, I mean, I don't know. How the hell
God, Dee Dee.
You want to
flay somebody and make their skin a flogger is what you're saying.
No, well, I mean,
yes. Hannibal, you might love him. I think you guys are a perfect fit.
Well, this is the other side of it. So, you know, in the Hunger Games, I don't know if you've seen it, but there's like a scene where this guy's getting lashed and then they have to like, look, oh my God. total. If I was a guy, that would have been a really embarrassing scene to watch.
Anyway,
on to the less extreme sports.